The Hungarian-born British director Peter Medak made his first splash 22 years ago with the Peter O'Toole comedy The Ruling Class. He found himself back in the limelight again recently with two movies about British crime, The Craze in 1990 and Let Him Have It in 1991. His latest crime drama is set in New York. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Romeo is Bleeding.
Peter Medak's movies have always been stylistically noisy, and Romeo is Bleeding is one of the loudest. If Medak can jolt you with a fractured camera angle or shoot a scene using three or four mirrors, he'll go for it. And Medak likes things dark. He likes faces that are hard to see, and then, when you finally see them, he likes them to look grotesque. I personally don't like any of this much. And more's the pity, because Romeo is Bleeding could have been, and should have been, a lot of fun. The story centers on Jack Grimaldi, played by Gary Oldman. He's a police sergeant gone bad. In the first place, he's cheating on his wife with a cocktail waitress. But worse than that, he's on the payroll of the mob. He tells them where witnesses are being kept before being put into the witness protection program. Then the mobsters bump the witnesses off, and Jack gets paid. But now the crime boss, played by Roy Scheider, has a new job for Jack. One of the mob's best killers, a Russian beauty named Mona Demarkov, is getting power hungry, and the boss wants Jack to murder her, or else. The trouble is, Mona's played by Lena Olin, and no killer has ever been sultrier, more seductive, or more slippery.
What have they offered you, Jack? What are you talking about? All I'm asking is if Falcon's up to price.
$65.
For me? That prick slid in the past. I'll up that 5 times. $325,000. Half now, half on delivery.
For what?
Go to him and tell him it's been done.
What's been done?
Tell him I'm already dead, Jack. Later on, we'll get ourselves a body.
When Lena Olin says stuff like that, she's usually half undressed, wearing lacy underwear and a garter belt. In fact, this movie has so many shots of Lena Olin in a garter belt that I kept thinking we were being tipped off somehow. I kept waiting for her to whip it off and strangle someone with it. No such luck. Still, Olin's tiger grin is the movie's best special effect, and she makes a great, ruthless action figure, a cartoon of sexuality and sadism. The trouble is, the movie isn't supposed to be a cartoon. That constant whine you hear is Gary Oldman's soulful voiceover narration about temptation and loss. The movie wants you to feel for Jack and his plight. And terrific actor though he is, Oldman has never been a very sympathetic one. He's too cold and too perverse. The movie gets crazier and crazier, and noisier, with someone losing an arm, someone losing a toe, someone else being buried alive. And in the end you want to say, oh, the hell with it. Take your voiceover narration and your 57 flavors of garter belt and leave me alone.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.